Good morning. I'm Ariana from University of Florida, and I'm going to be talking about the project that we've been working for on the past 2.5 years, which is accumulation of silicon and ultra-dark Bermuda grass and rough bluegrass and Sonoma City grass. But first of all, I want to talk a little bit about what is silicon. Silicon is the second most abundant mineral element in the soil, and it constitutes approximately 28% of the Earth's crust. Silicon content accumulated in biomass can range between 1% to more than 10%, and that depends on the species. But if the concentration is above 1%, then the species are considered silicon accumulators. Overall, dicots are pure accumulators when you compare them with monocots. And dryland grasses generally contain less silicon than aquatic grasses, and the difference is more or less approximately 1% to 5% respectively. And even though it is not considered an essential element, it is essential for some species such as the Equisetum species. Horsetail belongs to that. It has been widely reported that silicon has a lot of beneficial effects in indirect and direct biotic and abiotic stresses within several species such as barley, cucumber, oats, rice, sugarcane, turf, and wheat. Overall, it has been shown that silicon does improve canopy photosynthesis, and it increases resistance to both biotic stresses such as diseases or pests like insects, and abiotic stresses such as alleviate metal toxicity of some metals, improve nutrient imbalances, salt stress, or physical stresses such as prevent lodging or resistance to both high and low temperatures, drought stress, among other factors. And silicon in plants. Silicon is absorbed by plants as monosilicic acid or orthosilicic acid. And absorption was believed to occur only by diffusion through mass flow. However, they have found in rice, which is one of the crops that they have most widely investigated silicon with, that there are some transporters. And so what actually happens is that silicon is in the soil matrix, and it gets absorbed through the root cortex, and it enters into the root, and then these transporters actually get the silicon, help the silicon pass through the Castarian strip and into the xylem flow. And then it is absorbed through the with the xylem, and it's deposited in the tissue underneath the epidermis of the leaves. And once it gets deposited on the leaves, it becomes a silica gel, which is an amorphous form of silicon. And in this picture, we can see silicon deposited on the leaf, and these are some pictures of silicon and how it is seen in the electron microscopy. So with that introduction, I'm going to talk about our project. The objectives of this project were to determine the effect of calcium silicate from Excel Minerals, a company, on turf and its residual activity in providing plant available silicon to turf grass systems. What we did was, in spring of 2005, we established 64 plots of Bermuda grass at University of Florida EnviroTrend. And we used Accelerator as the calcium silicate source, which contains 12% silicon. And that was applied to eight ranges, from 0 to 342 grams per square meter. For the first year, we used only 32 plots. And to equilibrate the amount of calcium applied, we applied to all treatments calcium to the highest calcium silicate rate out of dolomitic limestone. And both dolomitic limestone and Accelerator were applied as top dress treatments. In October of 2005, treatments were reapplied with Accelerator and calcium, And for Trivialis, cultivar Winterstar, was overseeded. For spring of 2006, we applied the treatments to the remaining 32 plots. Again, we used dolomitic limestone to equilibrate the amount of calcium to the highest calcium silicate rate, and both treatments were again applied as top dressed. On November, this time treatments were reapplied and for Trivialis was overseeded. Overall, treatments were rated for quality and were harvested to determine the silicon accumulation every 28 days. Silicon cores were collected to determine silicon content in the soil. Tissue content was determined using the autoclave induced digestion procedure, which was followed by a colorimetric analysis. We analyzed our data with ANOVA linear regression and separated means by Fisher's protective LFE. And treatments were irrigated 5 days per week, receiving 2.1 centimeters of water weekly, and nitrogen was applied as an ammonium sulfate source every 21 days. In these pictures, we can see our plots and how they were laid out. We used this box, which has several layers of mesh, and the box is exactly the same size of each plot, so that only helped us to do a more evenly distribution of the treatments. And these are two pictures of us harvesting the tissue. I'm sorry, this looks a little bit crowded. I just wanted to show with these graphs overall the increase in silicon accumulation in the leaf tissue for 2005 and 2006. And overall, we can see that silicon is accumulated as the amount of silicon rate is increased. The only month that we didn't saw that is September, and we really cannot account for what happened on that month. For the treatments that were first applied on 2005, this is on 2006 and 2007, again, we see an increase in accumulation. And here it's important to note that for June until October, this is residual silicon that they kept on accumulating from the previous application, which was on October of the 2005. Because on spring of 2006, we didn't apply silicon to those, just to evaluate if there was some kind of residuality. And then we did apply on December, and again, we continued to see increase in accumulation. And again, for 2006-2007, the new plots that we just applied on that year, we again see an increase overall in silicon accumulation. And here we also have another month where we don't see silicon accumulation, and that we account for over that summer we had really, really poor quality on our turf, and probably that's one of the reasons why we didn't see good results in July. And this is the amount of soil silicon content, and again, overall we can see that there is an increase of silicon in the soil as we increase the rates. Here, in 2006-2007, again, overall, we see an increase in the rate in silicon accumulation on the soil as we increase the rates. And that's for the plots that were applied on 2006. Again, we see the same results. So overall, we see that there is an increase in silicon in the soil as we increase the rate. As we mentioned before, we did measure turf quality, but we didn't saw many positive results in turf, well, differences actually, in turf quality, except for 2005-2006 ratings, well, from December until April. That's the only time where we actually saw increase in turf quality as the amount of calcium silicate increased on the on our treatment. For the rest of the time, we didn't really see any differences with the increase of calcium silicate. So with this, we conclude that pretty much silicon increased linearly in the soil as calcium silicate rates increased from 3.75 milligrams per kilogram or PPMs on our coast until really general information, like ranges from the lowest to our highest rates, that was 212 milligrams per kilogram on December. And then for the tissue, overall again we see the silicon tissue content for both species increased linearly, as calcium silicate rates increased, ranging from 0.19% silicon for control to 1.06 for silicon on the highest rate. That was for the treatments applied on 2006. And for those same treatments on the second year, the ranges were from 0.33 to 1.2. And for the new treatments, it was from 0.37 to 1.6 on the highest rate. And we could see a 6 to 12 month residual application of calcium silicate accelerator was able to supply silicon for both species, similar to a more recent application, especially at the highest rates. So we did saw that there was some residual silicon that was still supplying silicon for the plant to absorb. And over the 2-year study, turf quality improvements were only seen in four trivialis from December of 2005 until April of 2006. And we believe that that was probably due to the fact that the green that we were working on was a 10-year-old green, and it had very high levels of thatch, and the study took place during a period where there was abnormally dry weather. So probably those are some of the reasons that impacted the capacity to detect turf quality differences. And with this, I conclude my talk, but first I would like to thank Dr. Grady Miller and Dr. Lawrence Dotna for all their help, support, and guidance on this project, and also Excel Minerals for actually funding the project. So, thank you.
Question for Adrian.
We used the colorimetric analysis. It's an autoclave induced analysis, and where we used we grinded our tissue and used hydrogen peroxide and the thing is that we used the colorimetric analysis, and basically based on the color we saw the amount of silicon present in the Okay, yeah. Well, we've been using it, and I guess we've got accurate results. But yeah, it's an autoclave-induced system that we've been using. So.
Any other questions? Based on the results, did you classify these species as accumulators?
Well, rice is a much higher accumulator of silicon. We do believe that these species are accumulators, but not as good accumulators as rice. And we did saw an increasing accumulation, and on our higher rates, there was above 1% accumulation, which would let them be considered accumulators. So. And I forgot to mention something, but with this study, we did a disease study, and we did found that silicon actually helped decrease the amount of dollar spot in Bermuda grass. So.
Was that separate from this study, or?
It was part of this study. It was just the pathology part of the study. And it's reported, yeah.
What I was going to refer to that study would be that increase capability, but it sounds like maybe the environmental stress and the dry weather, prolonged dry weather, might overcome any bone disease or other things, or They were abnormally dry for an extended period.
Yeah.
And so the quality differential was primarily because they all were struggling a little bit regardless of treatment. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, that's true. We can. So, and actually, the disease problem that we saw, it was later. It was later in the fall. And we did saw some decrease in the amount of dollars, but as we increased the amount of silicon in our treatment.
Okay, thank you very much.